Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Jane reading for the OA for Saturday, October 29th. This is Jane reading for the OA for Saturday, October 29th. Odessa Athletics Hall of Fame. Watkins built OC Rodeo from ground up. There is no Odessa College rodeo program without Jim Watkins. It's that simple. The program didn't exist except as a club sport when school officials approached Watkins in 1983 at the request of local athletes hoping to continue their rodeo careers beyond high school events. Watkins was teaching at Crockett Middle School at the time and coaching sons Todd and Ty and daughter Jamie in the arena on the family's property in the evenings. They came over to me and asked if I was interested in helping with the rodeo program, Watkins said. So a couple of nights a week after school, the Odessa College students would come over to the house and we would practice until dark because we didn't have lights at that time. I didn't have a full-time deal with them until 1984. That's when I really started coaching the team. All three of the Watkins children would go on to win the American Junior Rodeo Association titles, Texas State High School Championships, become National High School Go-Round winners, and eventually Ty would be the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Rookie of the Year in 1991. There was another reason that Watkins wasn't available full-time. He was still riding bulls on the PRCA unit. Having grown up in the sport through high school in Missouri and then college at Sol Ross State University in Alpine, Watkins rodeoed hard in the summertime and then as often as he could during the school year after taking the teaching position with Ector County ISD. He competed at all the major stops on the PRCA circuit: San Antonio, Houston, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Calgary, Alberta, Canada. In the winter, when school was in session, he would compete at an event and then drive all night to be back in time for school the next morning. I rodeoed all the time from 1969 until 1984, when I took the Odessa College job full-time, he said. That's when I quit riding bulls. I won rounds or placed in the average at most of the major rodeos in the United States and Canada. Once in charge of the Wranglers program, however, Watkins hopped off the back of rank 1,500-pound animals and jumped feet first into building the best team in the Southwest and eventually the country. For his dedication, drive, and love of the sport and all the student athletes that have worn the Odessa College rodeo team vest, Watkins has been selected as a member of the Class of 2022 of the Odessa Athletics Hall of Fame. That's very exciting, Watkins said. I've been blessed to have a lot of good cowboys and cowgirls come through the program.
Viewpoints. Midland ISD Letters to the Editor. District 3. Larry Hall writes, Bishop has earned your vote. Tommy Bishop is the right choice for re-election for District 3. I have known Tommy to be a good Christian man with conservative views. He has been an accomplished member of the school board and has been a true and active voice for his district. He certainly has the experience on the board, but most importantly, he has the students' interests at heart. He truly cares about improving the academic performance in the classroom, improving the aging facilities, and supporting student athletics. His support is most certainly visible as he can be seen at almost every event. He sincerely cares and he deserves your vote. He has earned it. District 5. Beth White, former MISD teacher, writes, Hodges supports students and teachers. This letter is in support of Brandon Hodges for MISD District 5. It is time for a school board who will listen to the community, support the students and teachers. For the last several years, the current school board has not done this. Students are crammed into overcrowded classrooms. Why? because too many teachers are leaving the system. These teachers are not all replaced because the school board hasn't attracted teachers to come here. Teachers must cover other classes during their supposed off period. Overcrowding in classes leads to discipline problems that would otherwise not exist. Discipline, or the lack thereof, is problematic all over the system. This needs to be addressed so more time can actually be spent teaching. These issues have not been successfully addressed by the incumbent. Teachers need to know they have the backing of board members in order to do the best for children. Brandon is very concerned about this and wants to do something to improve this. Help the children, help the teachers, help Midland. It's time for a change. Vote for Brandon Hodges in District 5. Mike Cannon, former mayor, writes, Hodges dedicated to improving schools. I've known Brandon Hodges since he was a child. I've seen him in many different situations. There are two attributes that are readily apparent with Brandon. He is principled, and what you see is what you get. I was friends with his parents, and I know his family well. Through the years, I have watched Brandon develop into a strong, God-fearing man. He has a passion for educating our youth and wants to see our Midland kids thrive. I believe he is unquestionably the best candidate for MISD District 5, and we encourage each of you to get to know him on a personal level. He is keenly and seriously dedicated to making Midland schools better for all the children of Midland, and he will work tirelessly in representing the students and parents of Midland. Brandon will be an effective advocate for positive change for MISD. We ask all the voters of MISD District 5 to vote for Brandon W. Hodges. Susan Couch, MISD teacher, writes, Hodges will listen to teachers and Midland. As a teacher, one of the most needed things in the district is a school board that listens to the teachers and community. The District 5 board member does not listen to the teachers or the constituents in his district. The board's biggest responsibility is making sure the district has strong leadership. Mr. Trischetti skipped the meeting to discuss the plan to find a new superintendent. He was meeting with donors to fund his campaign, so District 5 did not have a voice. I've talked at board meetings as a teacher and parent. Anytime Trischetti has talked to me in person, he has been condescending or nonchalant. District 5 deserves a representative that will listen to the concerns of all constituents. Brandon Hodges will listen and weigh the pros and cons of the issues. He is a concerned citizen that wants the best for all of Midland's students, no matter their attendance, zone, or status. The board has said that the district needs improvement. I agree, and it is time for new representation for District 5 on the board. Make that change now. Vote Brandon Hodges. He will listen and do what is best for all students. Dustin Jones writes, Hodges is physical, political, conservative. My name is Dustin Jones. My wife Tracy and I are lifelong Midlanders. Both our parents were teachers for more than 3 decades, my mom at MISD and hers at GISD. I have known Brandon Hodges for more than 25 years. Midland needs leaders like Brandon. He was an integral part of ensuring election integrity in the 2019 MISD bond vote and did a great job of keeping frivolous school spending from again raising our taxes. Brandon is a true fiscal and political conservative. He is passionate about giving our students the best environment possible for their education. Our schools need fixing inside and out. Under our current school board, we have racked up more than $100 million in maintenance backlogs using taxpayer money to fund purchases like Ranchland Hills Golf Club or apartments that still are largely vacant. Brandon is an outspoken advocate for Midland students. The quality of a MISD education has steadily dropped in recent years. Brandon understands we need less bureaucracy and more accountability inside the classroom. He He has a plan to hold students accountable as well as administrators to improve the quality of an MISD education to what it was when he was a student at Midland Lee. Please vote for Brandon. He will stand up for our kids and against the status quo. Matt Reyes Galindo writes, "Our babies deserve Hodges leadership." Brandon Hodges will bring accountability to the MISD school board. For years, we have sat back and watched as the Midland ISD school board played hot potato with the district and parents, passing the blame on academics, teacher retention, facilities, and much more. Midland ISD school board needs a leader willing to hold the district leaders accountable, ask the tough questions, and get back to the basics. And that is what Hodges will do. It is time we have a school board member who is passionate about moving the district forward and giving our babies the education they deserve. Getting back to the basics and supporting our teachers is his main objective, and I have no doubt that is what he will do. His passion for education is evident, and his intentions are pure. Accountability is how we move forward, and that is what Hodges will bring. Join me in supporting Brandon W. Hodges for Midland ISD, District 5, and let's give our babies the education they deserve. Leanne Dumas writes, "Hodges will be dedicated at all times. District 5 needs someone who will listen, who will ask the hard questions, and who will make every effort to do the right thing for the stakeholders of MISD. District 5 needs someone who is dedicated at all times to serving the students and standing up for the teachers of MISD. Brandon W. Hodges is that guy for MISD District 5. He has been beating the drum for years about the discipline problems that teachers are dealing with every day. Brandon is that teacher advocate. He works to offer possible solutions after researching the issues being dealt with in the classrooms and knows how important the learning environment is to educating students. It is time for board changes. It is time for a shift in the mindset of what is needed for MISD. If you are in District 5, take time to get out to the polls. Do your civic duty and vote. Brandon Hodges for District 5. Denise Porter writes, "Hodges, the real conservative advocate. No CRT in Midland schools. That message has been a key piece of Brandon Hodges' entire campaign. Only recently did Brandon's opponent, a MISD school board seat holder for 4 years, even acknowledge CRT is a legitimate threat to our kids. This year, inappropriate books have been removed from MISD libraries because parents demanded action to protect their kids. Why were these books added to MISD libraries in the first place? Why did MISD not voluntarily remove them, but instead forced a battle with parents? Where's the trust building there? MISD school board needs a well-informed, bold, and conservative advocate for Midland parents, students, teachers, and taxpayers. Brandon will be the advocate for change our community and children desperately need and deserve. He is committed to retaking classrooms as safe learning environments for teachers and students. Brandon Hodges is the only real conservative in this race. He will be a voice of reason and action to help refocus our district on real education, not indoctrination. District 5, let's get him elected." Christine Sparks writes, "Teachers need a trustee like Hodges. I am writing to share my support for Brandon W. Hodges for MISD District 5. As a teacher, I know firsthand the daily struggles our students and staff face, and Brandon is the person we need in place to ask the hard questions and research the topics that will affect all stakeholders in Midland. Brandon's commitment to MISD goes far beyond the interests of his own family. He cares deeply about the quality of education for all students and has advocated fairly and passionately for students, families, teachers, and administrators across the district for years. Brandon will provide a much-needed voice for teachers on the MISD school board. This will be an unmeasurable asset since we have not had this kind of support for years. Teachers are being pushed to their limits within MISD, and we need a trustee in District 5 that is willing to stand up for them. As a MISD teacher and parent, I am impressed with Brandon W. Hodges and feel confident our community will benefit from his dedication to our schools and Midland. Vote for Brandon to give our teachers and students the best opportunity possible for success. Retired Midland ISD educator Judy Newton writes, Hodges cares about issues that matter. Having lived, worked, and raised my family in Midland, I have seen the positive impact Midland public schools can have, and how it has changed. It is important, now more than ever, that the school board be filled with people who prioritize the critical issues that affect our school district. Brandon is one of these people. He is focused on the issues that truly make a difference to the people that matter, the teachers and students. Issues like discipline, curriculum, classroom support, and resources. He is offering practical, real-world solutions that have been proven to make a difference where it counts. The goal? Getting the focus back into the classroom. If the community wants a school board member who truly cares about the education of Midland's children, vote for Brandon W. Hodges, District 5. Keith Valentine writes, Trischetti still right person for the fight. According to the Texas Comptroller, in the fiscal year 2022, the oil and gas industry in Texas paid more than $10 billion in production taxes, a large portion of which were generated right here in West Texas. To help make sure we are getting our fair share of those tax dollars, we need school board trustees who understand our region, understand the needs of our children, and are willing to fight not just for good policy in our schools, but for deserved funding from our state. John Trischetti is armed with the knowledge and experience for that fight. As a school board trustee, John has consistently fought to keep Robin Hood dollars local. In addition, he has demonstrated through his years of service as Midland County Librarian and head of the Literary Coalition of the Permian Basin, his passion for education, and has translated that passion into leadership and advocacy on behalf of our children during his tenure on the MISD school board. John has helped lead MISD through uncharted waters over the last 4 years, and he remains the absolute right person to fight for what our kids and community need. That's why I'm voting for John to continue being the MISD school board trustee for District 5, and why I encourage you to do the same. Cheryl Peckham writes, Trischetti can get MISD where it needs to be. As the mother of children in MISD, an involved PTA member, an educator, and constituent of District 5, I know to take MISD where we all want it to be, we need someone who knows where the district has been, where our community has been, how that has changed, and what resources are available to get us all where we want the district to go. John Trischetti has the knowledge, experience, and tools to help take MISD and the children of Midland where they need and deserve to be. Midland should be known as a leader in all we do, including the education of our children. To get us there will take leaders who aren't just about rhetoric and political posturing, but who will fight and work tirelessly for our children. John Trischetti knows the importance of early literacy and has a proven record of putting children first, caring about their success and fighting for what our children and community needs to succeed. He is invested in our community and is a present, solution-focused trustee. That's why I'm voting for John Trischetti to continue to represent me as MISD School Board Trustee for District 5. District 5 and 6. Kristen Vasquez writes, Hodges and McNeil will ask needed questions. I believe that a missing key objective in our school board is the desire to research. Many times, we as a community are angry at decisions the school board makes. However, they are made based on the information that is presented to them, and at times that information is lacking details. We need board members that will work hard to dig deep and ask challenging questions. I believe wholeheartedly that Brandon Hodges and Kerry McNeil fit that bill. Every person gets inspired to become involved for different reasons. Yet what matters most is that end goal is the same, to educate our kids, support our teachers, protect our finances, and work tirelessly for our schools. Kerry and Brandon will do just that. They both will take time to listen to people living in their districts and communicate those concerns at every meeting. I believe we need Brandon Hodges for District 5 and Kerry McNeil for District 6, representing our community and holding our school board, superintendent, and school district accountable. District 6. Kelly Hollander writes, Burleson won't settle for mediocrity. Midlanders, you have a great opportunity on November 8th to help elect a passionate, discerning, and devoted former teacher to the MISD School Board, Sarah Burleson. As a former MISD teacher, she knows what is needed in the classroom to support teachers and raise the bar for our students. She understands our young people are the future of Midland, and because all four of her children were raised in and graduated from MISD schools, she is cognizant of the important role the parent plays in our schools. Sarah realizes it is vital to have our community and school system in sync, supporting each other, whether you have a child in MISD or not. She is determined to bridge the gap between MISD and the community through honesty, transparency, and trust. Sarah is not running to invoke her agenda or attain a title. She is running because she truly loves Midland and won't settle for mediocrity. She wants Midland schools to reflect the values that made Midland what it is today: high aspirations, integrity, strong leadership, willingness to get the job done and done well. Please join Todd and I in supporting our great friend and Midlander, Sarah Burleson, District 6. City of Midland Letters to the Editor. Mayor Linda Caller writes, Blong is a person of high integrity. I support Lori Blong for mayor of Midland. I know her to be a person of high integrity. She is willing to work hard for our city, is committed to keeping taxes low, has experience on the council, and wants to improve our city for all residents. Lori will speak openly with the public, listen to our concerns, and take the steps available as mayor to respond to those concerns. I trust Lori to have what is best for all residents as her goal for all decisions she will make as mayor, should she be elected. Eric Gregerson writes, Blong is the leader our future needs. Lori Blong is the leader Midland needs for our future. She listens and shows genuine concern for what is going on in our community. She is a leader, a listener, and a doer, all things that would make an excellent mayor. She is accessible and always willing to do the right thing. Get out and vote Midland. My vote will be for Lori Blong. Steve Pruitt writes, Blong will provide engaged leadership. I support Lori Blong as Midland's next mayor and ask you for your vote. Lori has served on Midland City Council for the last 3 years, demonstrating humble servant leadership and actively seeking input from multiple viewpoints on issues that have come before our council. Lori has engaged in issues beyond her role as a councilman, which demonstrates her passion to improve our quality of life, education, and our infrastructure. Lori has reached out to me on a few issues before the City Council for my thoughts and has asked me to introduce her to other affected parties with whom she followed up and listened to their viewpoint. Her collaboration and decision-making skills are outstanding, and I've seen Lori work with a broad array of stakeholders to make informed decisions as a councilman. The accusations of lack of transparency by the council and by influence, Lori are unfounded from my experience and those who have served alongside Lori in a variety of her leadership roles. It is time for renewed, engaged leadership in Midland that reflects the family culture that we need for future generations to thrive, and Lori is that leader. Kate Williamson writes, Blong is driven to achieve great things. Lori Blong has my support in the race for Midland's next mayor. Lori has proven herself to be a true leader, which is evident by the support she has garnered in our community from our law enforcement and first responders, our previous mayors, and a huge number of local business owners. Lori has remained steadfast in her push to keep our taxes low while still pushing toward progress for our city. Lori is hardworking and driven to accomplish great things for our community. She's conducted the mayoral race with her typical positive attitude, refusing to lower herself to the negativity so many candidates are willing to adopt. Everyone running would be wise to realize that when the polls close on November 8th. We are all still Midlanders, and that political negativity serves no one in the community. Lori will be an outstanding mayor of Midland. Join me in voting for Lori Blong. Brian Davis writes, Blong will provide leadership. During the height of COVID, I did something I've never done before. Many people were acting very un-American, and suddenly folks who claimed to be conservative were dictating to small businesses that they could no longer make a living. I felt the need to be aware of local government and any attempts to control my life and livelihood. For the first time ever, I watched city council meetings. What I witnessed from Councilwoman Lori Blong made me incredibly proud. She was one of the few politicians not to lose sight of liberty in the face of incredible pressure. Lori and Mayor Payton pushed back against a loud contingent, clamoring for tyranny in the name of safety. They served as a check and balance to our governor's unlegislated mandates. When the state limited people and businesses, only Lori had the common sense that not all businesses are the same size. We can now see that Midland wasn't any less safe than other cities. However, when most cities became ghost towns of government control, Midland was the exception embracing American values. We have the true constitutional leadership of Councilwoman Lori Blong to thank, and I'm excited to vote for her as our next mayor. Blong understands our challenges. Marnie Lane writes, Lori Blong is in the oil business, so she understands better than most elected officials the challenges we face in our industry. She's committed to making Midland a town attractive for recruiting desperately needed employees for our businesses. She's also committed to keeping taxes low. I can't think of a better combination of characteristics for our future mayor. Blong demonstrates great integrity. Julie Edwards writes, Does it matter how a candidate campaigns? I believe it does. That's why I'm supporting Lori Blong. She's demonstrated great grace and integrity by putting forth a positive vision for Midland, resisting negative campaigning that so many politicians believe they need to do to win. I'm on Team Lori. Blong has hopeful vision for Midland. Kelly Lang writes, I so appreciate the way Lori Blong has conducted her campaign for mayor of Midland. In a season in which many candidates think the way to get elected is to attack, 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 I'm pleased that Lori has kept her focus on a hopeful vision for Midland, a future that includes fiscal responsibility, support for the oil business, and having the backs of our law enforcement officials. There is a reason our past mayors and law enforcement organizations have come out in her support. Lori demonstrates her commitment to positive leadership as she campaigns across Midland. I'm voting for Lori. Blong is a visionary. Jay Purvis writes, I support Lori Blong for mayor. The reasons she has my support are many. Lori is a fiscal conservative who will keep our taxes low. She's a champion for public safety and a strong supporter of our first responders. She understands and values the oil and gas industry. She's a visionary ready to make the days ahead Midland's best. The most compelling reason she has my support is that Lori Blong acts with integrity in all situations. She has chosen to run a positive campaign, emphasizing her qualifications and plans for the future rather than attacking her opponents in order to build herself up. This speaks highly to her good character, the very quality we need most at the helm of city leadership. Join me in voting for a positive future for Midland by voting for Lori Blong. Tim Dunn writes, Blong's leadership will provide value. I recommend voting for Lori Blong for mayor. She advocates for lower taxes together with a high-value investment return from our tax dollars. She led Getting Competition in Park Lawn Care, which is finally improving turf quality. The capital for the proposed renovation of Hogan Park, Lori supports, will mainly be privately funded, so is an excellent leverage of tax dollars. Midland needs great family activities to support our great family town. That is why our family sponsored the project to renovate Green Acres. But more is needed. We have to be creative in order to be competitive with cities blessed with natural beauty. The allegation that the city will spend $500 million on Hogan is a mathematical sleight of hand. It compounds 65 years of projected Hogan maintenance budget with inflation. Using the same mathematical approach, city council members make $82,000. This takes the $25 per month received by council members and similarly compounds it over 65 years. Similar math would say current maintenance on Hogan Park will cost $206 million and yield a poor park. Vote for Lori, and let's grab the chance to actually get great value from our tax dollars. Rhonda Lacey writes, Morales leads with servant's heart. Several have asked who I'm supporting for mayor. Knowing behind-the-scenes issues is why Midlanders sought out Jerry Morales to run again for mayor. At this time, experience, wisdom, and this man with a true servant's heart is needed to lead us through inflation and the impending recession. Jerry Morales wants to see Midland move forward, but he does this with wisdom and transparency for all citizens in Midland. The recent MRT article by the Hogan Park QOP alluded to Morales heading the Conservancy. He does not. If he had, he would have stepped aside because it would have been a conflict of interest. Lori Blong is the chair of this Conservancy. In the past, when Morales presented an idea, the people of Midland knew the full impact before moving forward. With many neighbors hurting because of Biden's economy, we need city leaders who will be mindful of our tax dollars and open about how they will be spent. This young council needs mentoring. Jerry would provide this leadership very well. Remember, voters, your electeds serve you. The voters do not serve the electeds. Please vote for an experienced conservative servant leader, Jerry Morales, for mayor. A vote for Morales is about leadership. Lucy Cisniega Hoyos writes, I am writing to express my support for Jerry Morales for Midland mayor. Jerry had demonstrated his skills in leadership. He and his family have run a successful business since 1977. Having a business for those many years proves he is a leader, decision maker, and more importantly, someone who can come up with a plan B when we faced hard times, like COVID. I've had the pleasure of meeting Jerry and his family. I'm a big supporter of people that get things done. When it comes to city projects and decisions, I care about facts and having a plan for it. Mr. Morales is a person with a plan, a person that will present advantages and disadvantages and will make decisions based on what is best for the community. I feel confident that Jerry Morales will listen to all Midlanders, from oil and gas business owners to small independent business. He will act and come up with solutions. Vote Jerry Morales for Midland Mayor. We need a unified city council willing to take hard decisions based on facts and not on personal interest. Poole comes through with needed information. Todd Larson writes, I live on Gulf Avenue between C and D Streets, a couple blocks west of the county annex. The construction on A Street has meant that the intersection of Gulf and A has been closed off and on for a long time. In 2021, it was closed for over 10 months. In 2022, it's been closed for almost 7 months. It's been extremely frustrating, especially since the intersection of A and Neely has been closed for several months also. I've contacted numerous city officials over the last 2 years, trying to find out when the project was going to be completed without getting any straight answers. On October 3rd, I finally contacted City Councilwoman Robin Poole to see if she could find out an estimated timeline for the entire project. Robin, after doing extensive research, I'm sure, got back with me on October 19th and informed me that the project, due to various circumstances, was supposed to be completed by spring 2023, which, while not the answer I was hoping for, at least gave me an idea of what to expect. Then, 3 days later, imagine my surprise to see the road closed signs were gone on Gulf Avenue. I drove to the intersection of Gulf and A, found out it was now open, and as I drove north on A Street, I saw that the intersection at Neely was also open. Traffic could finally cross A Street going east-west. In addition, there are now crossovers available to get into the county annex parking lot, as well as several other roads. While the project still has a long way to go, I'd like to thank City Councilwoman Robin Poole and the Midland City Engineers for getting a temporary fix on this project for now. This should also be beneficial for everyone with early voting starting this week, since numerous people will be going to the county annex to vote. Get out to vote. This was a great example of why voting is so important. As Robin Poole was just elected to office a year ago, it's amazing what a good leader can do for our city, county, state, and federal governments. Thanks again, Robin, for taking the time to help get this problem solved. Laura Corner, Texas Veterans Commission, Chairwoman and U.S. Navy veteran, writes, Show your appreciation on Veterans Day. November 11th, Veterans Day, is a special day set apart so that all can celebrate and honor the men and women who served in the U.S. Armed Forces to protect the freedoms we enjoy. We should always remember our veterans' selflessness, commitment to duty and service to all Americans. Showing your appreciation is as simple as saying thank you for your service. Veterans Day is a historic date for freedom, originating from the armistice that ended World War I on November 11, 1918. This November 11th brings a new additional call for veterans to check in with each other and make sure our fellow veterans are doing all right. Buddy Check Day is the 11th of each month. Set a reminder to catch up with veteran friends and family. To all our Texas veterans, know that you have our gratitude and our unwavering support each and every day. The Texas Veterans Commission is here to help you receive the benefits you've earned and to connect you with services and resources you may need. And to all, whether active duty, veteran, or civilian, let's join in celebrating Veterans Day.
Midland County Sample Ballot for November 8th Election. Sample Ballot for Contested Races Only State. Governor, Greg Abbott, Republican. Beto O'Rourke, Democratic. Mark Tippetts, Liberal. Delilah Barrios, Green. Write-in, Lieutenant Governor. Dan Patrick, Republican. Mike Collier, Democratic. Shanna Steele, Liberal. Attorney General. Ken Paxton, Republican. Rachel Mercedes Garza, Democratic. Mark Ash, Liberal. Controller, Glenn Hagar, Republican. Janet T. Dudding, Democratic. V. Alonzo Echeverria Garza, Liberal. Land Commissioner, Don Buckingham, Republican. J. Kleberg, Democratic. Alfred Mollison, Liberal. Write-in, Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller, Republican. Susan Hayes, Democratic. Railroad Commissioner, Wayne Christian, Republican. Luke Warford, Democratic. Jamie Andres Diaz, Liberal. Hunter Wayne Crow, Green. Supreme Court Justice, Place 3. Deborah Lerman, Republican. Aaron A. Noel, Democratic. Thomas Edward Oxford, Liberal. Supreme Court Justice, Place 5. Rebecca Huddle, Republican. Amanda Ryhek, Democratic. Supreme Court Justice, Place 9. Evan Young, Republican. Julia Maldonado, Democratic. Court of Criminal Appeals, Place 5. Scott Walker, Republican. Dana Huffman, Democratic. Court of Criminals Appeals, Place 6. Jesse F. McClure III, Republican. Robert Johnson, Democratic. County. Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1. Edelmeyer Ada Subia, Republican. Aber Ruiz, Democratic. Justice of the Peace, Precinct 3. Susan Reyes, Republican. Billy Johnson, Democratic. City of Midland, Mayor. Jerry F. Morales. Robert Allen Dixon. Lori Blong. District 4. Jim Garrity. Amy Stretcher. Midland ISD. District 3. Reagan Hinojos. Tommy Bishop. District 5. Brandon W. Hodges. John Triscotty III. District 6. Sarah Burleson. Carrie McNeil. Greenwood ISD. Place 1. John E. Bowman. Troy A. Keel. Place 7. John Ellis. Nikki Leatherwood. Declared write-in list. Jacqueline Abernathy. Governor. Mark V. Gullaby. Governor. Carrie Evelyn Menger. Land Commissioner.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, October 26th. 2022. It's the season for cluster headaches. Cluster headaches aren't that common, but they're extremely painful, and they often occur during the fall season. A cluster headache is a rare headache disorder that differs from a typical migraine or headache. Less than 1% of the population have cluster headaches, but for those people, it's an intense experience because the headaches come on fast and hit hard. Imagine being woken up abruptly by excruciating head pain that reaches peak intensity in seconds. Quote, then there is 15 to 20 minutes of this pain, which is so severe that patients often cannot sit still, end quote, said Dr. Carrie Robertson, a Mayo Clinic neurologist. Quote, they have to get up, pace around, maybe push on the head or bang things against the head, and then again, it shuts off like a light switch, end quote. What Robertson is describing is a cluster headache attack. Quote, for patients who struggle with this for 6 to 12 weeks, they may have multiple headaches per day, maybe 1 to 8 headaches per day, end quote, Robertson said. Quote, and then just as abruptly as the cycle started, the cycle will shut off. And they might be headache-free for months or even a year before another cycle starts, end quote. Many times, cluster headache will occur without a trigger. However, a cluster headache tends to be seasonal. Quote, the fall is one of the seasons that we frequently see patients with their cycle starting, end quote, she said. Quote, there's no cure for cluster headaches, but treatments are available to decrease the severity of pain, shorten the headache period, and prevent the attacks. Quote, we've made a lot of progress in the past 10 years, but we're actively pursuing additional treatments on an ongoing basis, end quote, Robertson said. Prepare for challenging flu season ahead. Get vaccinated now. Flu season usually peaks in winter. However, the best time to prevent infection is before the virus appears in a community. Quote, the best time to protect yourself against influenza is before we see it start circulating in large amounts, end quote, said Dr. Nipuni Rajapaksi, a pediatric infectious diseases physician with the Mayo Clinic Children's Center. Quote, we are starting to detect cases in different parts of the country, end quote. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports influenza. Influenza A as the dominant strain of flu virus in the U.S., though the strain may change over the flu season. flu activity has been reported as low, but is beginning to increase. Quote, now is the perfect time to go and get vaccinated. It takes about 2 weeks after you get your vaccine for your body's immune system to mount a good antibody response. You need to factor that time into it as well, end quote, she said. After two mild seasons of influenza infection, Rajapaksa said there is a caution of a more challenging one with higher rates of illness. Quote, one of the things that we look at is what happens in the southern hemisphere. Sometimes this can help us understand what we may expect, end quote, Rajapaksa said. Quote, last year, during their flu season in Australia, they saw some of the highest rates of influenza that they've seen since 2019. And that makes us feel cautious going into this flu season that we may end up seeing high rates of influenza this year. Young children at highest risk. Most healthy people can recover from flu infection independently, but complications may be severe for young children, older adults, and those with weakened immune systems. Vaccination remains the most vital tool against the flu. Young children are one of the highest risk age groups for having a severe influenza illness. Quote, children under 2 years of age are one of the populations we see who end up in the hospital, end quote, Rajapaksa said. Quote, that's why we encourage everyone over 6 months of age, especially young children, to get a flu vaccine every year. It helps reduce the risk of having a severe influenza infection, ending up in the hospital, or dying from flu, end quote. There are 9 vaccines approved for the 2022-23 flu season, depending on the age and health of a patient. The flu mist is a nasal spray rather than a shot that may be an option for some children. It's approved for use in healthy non-pregnant people 2 through 49 years old. Rajapaksa said children under 8 who are getting the flu vaccine for the first time will require 2 doses. Quote, getting them their first dose as soon as possible is especially important because they still need to get that second dose in a month, end quote, she said. Children who have previously had a flu shot will not require a second dose. Your healthcare provider can tell you if your child needs 2 doses of the vaccine. Vasnika earns 2022 DAISY Nurse Leader Award. Midland Health congratulates our 2022 DAISY Nurse Leader Award winner, Jessica Vasnika. Jessica works in the Mental Health and Wellness Department and was nominated for the prestigious DAISY Nurse Leader Award for her extraordinary leadership. Quote, Jessica is the mental health educator for the Mental Health and Wellness Department. She is an exceptional nurse leader due to her dedication to patients and employees alike. She created a program for youth called Take Action to Save Kids, TASK. This initiative is a preventative mental health program where children ages K through 8th grade are assessed and those who are deemed at risk will receive interventions to prevent issues from manifesting into a mental health crisis. This program has been implemented and children are receiving social and emotional learning in the classroom. Teachers receive youth mental health first aid training. Children are assessed and an individual plan of care is devised with the input of the parent's child in school. Jessica was asked to speak at the MISD annual mental health conference to social workers where she presented about youth and self-harm. She has made great strides to promote the well-being of employees at MMH. The Mental Health and Wellness Department came together to create a Code Lavender program that supports employees during traumatic events at work and during personal crises. She organized the team to get crisis intervention and stress management training, similar to the training of those in law enforcement and fire department. She has made efforts to educate the hospital about the purpose of the Code Lavender team, and on many occasions, the team has been dispersed to meet with interdisciplinary teams to diffuse and debrief about a traumatic loss. Within this program, individual staff who have a personal crisis come to the mental health office and are provided support, guidance, and resources in a confidential setting. Under the Code Lavender umbrella, Jessica served on and collaborated with the Workplace Violence Prevention Intervention Committee. She has organized leaders to become instructors in crisis prevention intervention and created classes for nurses and other disciplines to receive education about de-escalation and preventing violence in the workplace. Along with this, Jessica writes a monthly article in the Derrick surrounding the topic mental health. She recently collaborated with Rebecca Powers and created a PowerPoint for an ethics discussion related to substance use. Jessica is continuing to expand her skills and is enrolled in a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner program at Texas Tech. and will graduate in December of this year. She also recently received a certification in cognitive behavioral therapy. Jessica is a leader and role model in the department. She continues to train and support new mental health evaluators, nurse interns, and other disciplines. Lastly, she has incredible creative talent, which she utilizes to make the hospital environment more enjoyable. She organized a group canvas painting for Mental Health Month, which is now posted as a mural on the wall on the first floor. She organized a trivia session for Suicide Prevention Month. She continues to find creative ways to pique the interest of employees so they can not only learn, but have team-building opportunities. Jessica's exemplary skills and innovative spirit make her the perfect DAISY recipient. End quote. The DAISY Award is an international nursing recognition program created to honor nurses who provide extraordinary compassion and care. Midland Memorial Hospital is one of over 4,900 healthcare facilities and schools of nursing worldwide that recognizes their nurses with this prestigious award. Anyone in a facility can nominate a nurse, be it a patient or visitor, another nurse, physician, or any other staff member. Anyone who experiences or observes extraordinary compassionate care being provided by a nurse. It is because of Jessica's leadership and compassion that our organization experiences a level of care that exemplifies the impact nurses have in creating an environment where patients and families feel at home. Congratulations, Jessica Vasnika. Have you recently had an extraordinary experience with a nurse at Midland Memorial Hospital? Submit a DAISY Award nomination at midlandhealth.org/main/DAISY-award-nomination-form.
In brief, ECISD, 8th grader arrested after making threat on school bus. An 8th grade student assigned to the Alternative Center was arrested Thursday after making a threat on a school bus. The student got into an argument with the bus driver and said he would bring a gun tomorrow and shoot up the school. He was charged with threat or exhibition of a weapon on school grounds or bus, a Class A misdemeanor. Mercedes Cordero.
Coupons help patients save money. Dear Dr. Roach, today was a real eye-opener for me. 2 days ago, I visited my doctor, who prescribed vancomycin for a digestive problem I was having. Today, I got a call from my usual big chain pharmacy telling me my prescription was ready at a cost of $685 for a 10-day supply. I called my drug plan provider. I am on Medicare with a supplemental policy and prescription drug program, and they confirmed that was the price. I then found a website that offered coupons for prescriptions. Much to my amazement, a nearby big chain grocery store pharmacy was offering the exact same drug and quantity for $77.99 with the online coupon. How is that possible, and does a doctor's office usually have any idea what the normal cost of a prescription should be? How about giving the patients a heads up, BR? Answer. I can't speak for all doctors, but I am very aware of most drug costs. My electronic system gives me a price estimate, plus I listen to feedback from patients. However, what insurance companies will pay remains almost a complete mystery, with some of my patients getting extremely expensive drugs, some costing 10 times or more of what your vancomycin costs for a $10 copay, while others are paying far more than I expect for drugs that used to be very inexpensive. For that reason, I make my patients aware of online coupon services such as GoodRx.com. What my patients pay using their coupons is sometimes less than the copays from their insurance. Unfortunately, drug companies know that people are willing to pay for some drugs, so sometimes you can't save any money. Pharmaceutical company assistance plans are another source of getting prescriptions for a lower cost than insurance or retail pharmacy costs, if you qualify.
Hi, I'm Denisa, reading Dear Abby for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Angry, abusive stepmother is impossible to deal with. Dear Abby, I'm having a problem with my husband's judgmental and narcissistic stepmom. She wasn't nice to him or his siblings while they were growing up. My hubby recently had a heart attack. After I called to tell his dad and emailed his siblings, she got very upset with me because I didn't give her the details first so she could disseminate the information. She also demanded to visit immediately after his surgery and got nasty with me on the phone when I told her she couldn't come in with Dad because the hospital allowed only 2 visitors at a time. Now she won't speak to me or answer emails. This isn't the first time she has done this. She always looks for the worst and gives no grace. You can't discuss anything with her because she gaslights and takes no responsibility. This affects my husband's relationship with his elderly father, whom she poisons with her vitriol, especially regarding his children by his first wife. She does this with the entire family. She even sends nasty emails to her own children. I'm exhausted from all her drama. What do I do? Exhausted in Kentucky. Dear Exhausted, don't you think it's time to disengage with this unpleasant, controlling woman? If she won't speak with you or answer your emails, thank your higher power and concentrate on the rest of the family. If they are experiencing the same treatment you are, they too may be glad to focus on relationships they find rewarding and let her continue to isolate herself. You cannot fix what's wrong with her, and it may be too late to help your father-in-law, who has tolerated this for years. If another relative can give him important information about your husband, let that person get the message to him if you can't get past his nightmare of a wife. Dear Abby, I have been seeing a man I'll call Ken for 6 months. We are both widowed. It has been 2 years for him and 3 for me. My husband was my childhood sweetheart, and I cherished the ground he walked on. We treated each other like royalty. Ken is a wonderful man who treats me like a queen. Neither of us wants to live together. I never ask him for anything, but he buys gifts for me and surprises me with them. I love his taste. The problem is, he's falling for me faster than I am for him. He has told me he loves me, but I just can't say it back. I don't know what's keeping me from doing it. Maybe I'm still mourning my husband. What is wrong with me? Perplexed in the South. Dear Perplexed, nothing is wrong with you. Yes, you may still be mourning the loss of your husband and the life you had together. In fact, it may continue to some degree for the rest of your life. Ken sounds like a wonderful man. But after only 6 months, you two are still getting to know each other. I love you implies a commitment you aren't ready to make. Stop second-guessing yourself and let this relationship play out in its own time.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.